seems to, there's no such thing as a virus. So I read Derrida, and he said the virus is sort of like a nothing, but it is. But it's like our electronic environment. If you don't understand the electronic world is real, it's fantasy, it's entertainment, then you don't understand that there is a reality to it. And the part that's reality, they're going to call virtual. So a virus is
more than
virtual.
It's more than make believe. Remember the song "Make Believe"? It's more than make believe.
The virus is.
Yeah, more than make believe, Bob.
Why can't you see it when you take a picture of it? Says Tariq.
You can. Digitally, you can. Goddamn stupid motherfucker! They got pictures of it everywhere. The tech bite's got it's like a big old round thing. It's like a fur ball, and it's got red trumpets coming out of it, a bunch of red trumpets coming. What do you mean you can't see it? You can look at it in a microscope, you ridiculous sock. That's crazy. What do you mean you can't
see
it? That's every picture. It's got everything. They can acknowledge it. They can see it coming through the air. They can see it coming to your house, coming to a neighborhood near you.
For Pete's sake. Okay, so but they can't see it coming through TV or the tech body.
That's where they see it on TV. That's where they show pictures of it every day. Ask Carolyn. She can draw you a diagram of it right now.
Okay, so is that a development? They didn't know what – they couldn't take a picture of a virus 30 years ago, and now they can?
Correct.
With the digital
– That's correct. That's
right.
Correct.
So Tariq, he's always ranting on about the medical book mafia and all this stuff. So he sent me an email, didn't respond. And then he called me, and we talked about it. And I said, come on Tuesday night and read your manifesto to Ion, see what Ion says. He said he would, but he didn't. Did he back off? Did he get delayed by other reasons? Is there a reason why he didn't come that we would, say, reveal something about him?
A little bit afraid. It's just a little fear thing. But when we were nice to him the other day, he got a little nervous about it.
He didn't expect you to be nice.
Correct. He was going to go toe-to-toe, and instead we were easy because we were like, okay.
All right. Okay, so that's interesting. So the virus is there parts of the virtual world that you can't see, the electronic digital world? Yeah.
They're everything. You can't see anything, Bob.
That's always been our case as little men, or you mean in this particular
None
technology?
None so blind. Well, then why would you make a club for hands that gave hand signals to the blind?
A plug. A club.
Of hand signals for the blind. And you can send.
Right.
And you can send. You can send Goober Tuff. You can send Goober Tuff the pictures of the damn MERS. Covey photos, they're in your inbox. You want to say
All right,
something.
Thank you. I just heard them come in. All right, here's a
Pete
quote.
Barrio, you can't say that you can't see a cytoplasm, for Pete's sake.
Okay, here
it's
we
ridiculous.
Go. A quote, the strong radiation levels are causing people to, I think this is about the 5G. The strong radiation levels of 5G are causing people to have enhanced side effects which are very similar to what the COVID-19 symptoms are, supposedly. Major areas that started having major 5G rollouts are in Wuhan, China, Italy, Spain, and New York City. So this is kind of what Tariq says. 5G is causing the virus, or 5G is the virus. Do you have a comment or distinction to make about
well,
that?
Well, but you can see 5G, you can see 5G, how it plays, you can see 5G's its aspects, and if you can't see it, how could that be? Is it something in the darkness that's going to get you? Well, then you're doomed. How are you going to ascend? How are you going to get beyond it? You're dead. Is it really the Brady Bill, where they're going to blow half your brain out one way or the other? Well, you might as well give it up, because the other half won't be enough, and the other half you lost, you didn't have, so either way it doesn't get you. No, that's ridiculous, and you can't even engage it in either level because you can't say that this created thing from the humans that created. If he'd have said that there is no virus, okay, but you can't validate that. Humans got a hold of it and said, yes, hell, there is. There's pictures of it. You can't see a picture of it. Yes, hell, you can. Here it is. You can't argue it because it's proven in front of your very self. And you can say there is no coronavirus, and motherfucker, you can die from it. if the humans make it a thing.
Right. So the little coronavirus was around in a little scale. Then somebody put some pictures up in the TV body or the tech body, and humans then saw it. Then they exaggerated it or spread it.
And now scientists around the globe have a race to find the cure for the COVID-19 crisis. They're looking for a cure to the crisis. Yes.
And what is the actual cure? Ascension?
Ascension. And you get to look in everybody's houses and see what ridiculous lives they live. Like what they put in their backdrop on their Facebook portal, how their bookshelves are lined with these trinket crap. No Baudrillard, no Bob Carr, nothing on there. No Christian Murdy, no Thompson. I miss all those Thompson.
Right.
No LaRouche, nothing. There's nothing on the shelves there, Bob. They don't got it like you.
That's right. Did you just laugh, Carol?
Yeah.
So, but Ion says the tech body is how it spread. How is the tech body different from a theory that 5G causes COVID-19? Because 5G is going to be part of the tech body.
It's going to be.
Isn't it?
It ain't now, but it's going to be.
Not yet.
It ain't now, but it's going to be. It ain't now, but it's going to be.
When you say the tech body and television are spreading the virus, the simple icon, the immature icon, is fear. But when you actually look at my chart, you got schizophrenia, those other things. What? Midger?
Vitcher.
What's that mean, Vitcher?
V-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Did you
remember
get that
the
kill?
Show everybody was supposed to watch? Like Witcher, it's The Witcher.
And that's not
on
a
Netflix.
Show.
Yes, it is on Netflix. Witcher.
Witcher. V-I-T-C-H-E-R?
That's correct.
Yeah. Is that
on
a
Netflix.
Name of a person? A character?
It's the name of a series. The Witcher is what you're describing. And that's a whole series showing exactly what you're describing. And how what you would call a 5G anagram would apply to, and how it affects the zeitgeist, how it affects the mystery landscape, and how it portrays an outward force in an inward dichotomy that doesn't give room for its obsolescence. That's how this works. It doesn't make room for its obsolescence. You're trying to retrieve it and get rid of it. And put it and make it and have it and get past of it. Overcome it and then retrieve it. See, every aspect through the bouncing through the hungry, hungry hippo of your four quadrants trying to secure the fate of the mystery landscape, which is now a body.
You were describing 5G or the tech body?
5G's application of the tech body. Vitcher shows how to do it and explains in detail what you're laying out. Now, you'll never do it. We're not saying you do anything because you don't do anything, but somebody might listen to this one day and they go, oh, yeah, I saw that. That's what that is. So this is what that means. Oh, that cleans up everything. Oh, okay, good. Well, good for them, Bob. They'll get it. Bert will tell you. And then Bert will watch it. He'll tell you all about it. He'll explain it to you even though you can understand it. It's pretty good. Not many people can explain things to your expletive conditions. You know that, right?
He will explain it, and I will understand it or I won't.
You will. He's clear enough that you get it. He gets it simple and to point that you can say, oh, yeah, and you get it. And then you're good because you're very bright. You just don't listen to people's ridiculous words because they don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Well, that's because I'm bright. I know they don't know.
Oh, that's true. And you won't let them get away with it either. That's
sometimes,
true.
Yeah. Not all the time.
Well, sometimes it's nice. It depends on who they are. You know, it depends on who they are.
whether they're some pretty or not.
You take pity on some of them. You're like, oh, you ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You're never going to be anything. I'll be nice to you because I have to. But I get to sleep with Carolyn, and you don't. So I'm better than you are.
Right. So the tech body, it's my chart's just beginning to describe it. There's a lot more involved in the tech body. But if
if
you say that the reason the tech body spreads the virus is it's inside us. So it's playing with our innards, like the virus supposedly does. Correct? Electric environment.
And that's overcome
from us.
And here's what's stop. Don't say those words. Just stop. Here you go. You got this mystery virus that has just gone global instantly. Okay? It affects everybody. Some people die, some people don't. Some people are immune, some people aren't. Some people are affected by it, some people aren't. Some people don't have anything to do with it, but it kills their business and they starve to death and depressed. Well, coronavirus still killed you. This whole little thing is taking over everything, like 5G, it's taking over everything. Now you have to bow to what the coronavirus is going to do to you. You got to wait and see how it comes out for you. Oh, I'm positive. Oh, I'm going to make it. Oh, I'm positive. Oh, he died. Oh, I'm positive. I lasted for months. Oh, I'm positive. Oh, he died. Oh, I'm going to get a nice ventilator, a nice good ventilator, so I can be sure to live long enough until that damn thing actually kills me. Okay, hurry up, line up. We got a tent waiting for you close by. Do you see? And here we go. This stops. All this is happening right before Ramadan. It's affecting every level. Every level, Mom. Even the
when's Ramadan? Is that November?
And let's just in a few minutes.
Oh, okay. The Muslims, they want to one up the Easter holiday, so they put their thing just in front of it. Okay, so.
And now in Mecca and in Medina, they got a 24-hour curfew. It's over. You're fixing to see lockdown Bob rules taking the next step. It's happening worldwide, Bob. You'll see.
Well, what's happening to
the
remnant? They're not going to have it?
No. Oh, no, that's gone. And now you're either going to be able to go outside and get food like from 6 until 3. Everything. Now everything's starting to shut down even tighter. Tighter.
Even what? Tipers?
Tighter. More restraint. The FEMA cramps, their fences are getting taller in the FEMA cramps, Bob.
Well, you're really burbling, but are you saying tiger, ticer? I don't know what that word refers to.
Tiger.
Everything's getting tighter?
Yes.
So they're not having their Ramadan festivals? Is that what you're saying?
Correct, but it's happening everywhere. Everything is, as of today,
everything
is getting tighter. That's an example.
Right, and they can't give up the idea of the election, so they're pretending they're preparing a virtual election, right? They can't accept the fact there ain't going to be one.
They don't care. Nobody cares. Everybody will be dead, so they don't matter. They don't care. They're worried about where to get enough food for tomorrow. They've run out of their money. They've spent all their money at Costco buying the last roll of toilet paper that they're never going to use. And so now they're panicked because they're waiting on the money check so they can go buy some more food that they're not going to eat. And they've gone through every drive-thru to get the burger, get a sack, get a heart attack in a sack so they can eat one more sack full of grease, which we're not.
Why
aren't
they
going to
eat
all the
food?
Grease.
Are they going to be dead? Is that what you're saying? They're going to be dead?
No, the food has no sustenance. They're going to eat, but it won't do them any good.
Because they're starving and it's getting worse. They got no way to stop the starving.
Right.
Okay.
And then somebody's...
Giuliani interviewed the hydrochloroquine at the time, Jewish doctors helping 699 people, cured them all. And then I guess the video was tweeted by Giuliani, and it was removed. Then it returned. Did Ion return it to Twitter?
Yes, because you made a big to-do about it. We didn't care if it was there, and we didn't care if it was not. We're not trying to prove how big Rudy Giuliani's penis is, Bob. We're trying to make it be a point. We're not trying to make the... We're not trying to get the gulag to come straighten something out that the tech body's creating, but you want it back, so it's back. So now all you're doing is proving the point that he's not going to be able to treat everybody, and he's not going to be allowed to do it to anybody else, so only a handful
of the Kabbalah are going to have access to his witchery.
So, that was the message given to the doctor by removing Giuliani's tweet.
Bob Woodward said it best, Bob.
What'd he say?
Plan of attack.
Okay, is this the plandemic? The oligarch, somebody left over from the oligarchs planning to wipe out people? Or is that sex body or angels? Who doesn't
Bob.
Want people to get
who
better?
Is Bob Woodward? Who's Bob Woodward? You know Bob Woodward.
The journalist, I know. Watergate journalist, I know.
Yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right. Plan
what
of attack.
Him?
He wrote plan of attack.
Yeah, I don't know what that refers to.
Okay.
Who planned
the reporter's ability to keep the bond of confidentiality often enables him to learn the hidden or secret aspects of government.
It's his plan of attack.
Yes. Deep throat's information, and in my view, courage, allowed the newspaper to use what he knew and suspected. The media missed the message.
What's that got to do with somebody won't allow people be protected by the Corona?
Well, it's all the president's men.
They want it for themselves.
Sure, 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 sure. Yeah, Bob. You know this. And
so
that's the whole thing. That's the whole zeitgeist that's been feeding itself. It's the pandemic, but you said the right words. You had the right words. The pandemic is feeding itself, and it has been since Howard Dean, remember?
Yes, I'm saying plan, P-L-A-N.
Okay, we are too.
Okay, you're not saying pandemic, you're saying plandemic. Okay, so
we're saying the planned pandemic, which is what this is, this planned pandemic. They're interchangeable, okay? It left off pioneer justice. That's what's missing from this. You can't convince common people that this is a thing. You, Bob, can't convince common people that this is a thing. They won't acknowledge it. It doesn't bother them. They are like you. They're not doing anything different today than they've done their whole fucking life.
They do not want to believe this is somebody attacking them.
Correct. And that someone else has power over them, or that this zeitgeist is them, or that this tech body is going to overcome them, or that this powers and principalities that reign over tongues of angels and fires of men as they come falling down the mountain. And she'll be riding six white slaves when she comes. They don't want to acknowledge that as a condition. It's survival. There is no level of survival left. No one has any wherewithal to survive, which is exactly what we've been saying since Itch. You got $11.75, it ain't enough. You got your little condition where you don't have any problem, they'll come take it away from you. You think you're going to run something, you're going to eat dog food out of a can. That's what you're going to do.
And the little man, the common man, he doesn't believe, even though he's losing everything, he doesn't believe he's being conspired against. He will not believe
well, the little
somebody
man,
to do that.
The little man doesn't. The little man doesn't fear of losing everything. The little man doesn't have anything. The little man doesn't have anything. They're done. They don't have anything.
So
they don't own their house. They don't own their car. They don't own the food in their pantry. It belongs to the credit card that loaned them the money to buy the food in the first place. So it's just a matter of moments.
The little man is a deep suicidal instinct.
It's what your petard is hoisted by, Bob.
I'm hoisted
you
by little
this,
men.
You make this look easy. No and one else knows who Gurdjieff is. They don't even know who Christian Murdy is, let alone how it affects you. They don't know why. They're not afraid of Thompson. William Irwin Thompson's the scariest thing in this realm to us. There's nothing more virulent than William Irwin Thompson. Nothing on this realm.
And you know why?
And
the reason is he's fearful. He's the one who's talked about a mass death decades ago.
He's the most powerful thing going today. Well, no, nobody cares. They don't even acknowledge that, but he scares us to death. The Thompson Quadrant is about the nastiest thing you could ever endure.
Because it's about the mass death?
The mass death of the hopelessness that allows no place of power. He laid it out in such a way that it's coming down your throat hole, down the mountain one way or the other. It's an avalanche that's going to hit you regardless. There's no out. Fuck it, Lisa LaRouche will let you run from the queen before she slips it up your bunghole. At least you can run. Eat the baby. At least you got a chance before it's too late. And Marshall McLuhan was so drunk on his own liquor, he didn't even know which end was up, smoking them damn cigarettes. He didn't know which end was up. He was just babbling, trying to say, well, anybody that agree with me is a fool. If you agree with me, you're a fool. I don't know nothing. Why are you talking to me? I'm not even qualified to be in this conversation. So let's poke fun at you. That's what we'll do.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Okay. Thompson is projecting some of the future, but wait a minute. Croker's more dangerous. Croker's more dangerous because he says it's already happened. You're dead. You're gone.
No. Croker is a realist. Croker is a realist. He's not. There's nothing dangerous about Croker. If you're already dead, you don't got to be afraid of it. Well, fuck, I'm already dead. Let's have a party. Let's go. I'm good. You've done everything you can do to me. You've done everything you can do to me. So I'm good. Now, I'm going to get Bob and Kurt Netter to get me with the Egyptian Book of the Dead back over here. Because I know who I am, and I know how this works, and I'm already right here in this realm, and I'm going to get you there. I'll show you. See, Croker's fine. Ain't nothing wrong with Croker. Croker's sick.
You said he was dead.
I know, but he's fine. So is a lot of people. So is Kurt Netter.
All right. So, So Thompson is more fearful because no hope, he says.
Right. There's no hope. No way out. There's no way out.
Yeah,
Never has been.
And well, that's what you say. Evil always wins.
Okay. Well,
but Croker doesn't have a solution.
But try. Doesn't need a solution because it's already prescribed.
I didn't mean that. He doesn't have
correct.
The ascension solution.
There's no way out. There's no way out.
Right. So what was it that made Thompson's temperament, character, personality, this no way out despondent?
The upside down.
Well, in his youth or something, he had cancer when he was very young. Did that give him a bleak outlook?
He got lost in the upside down. He's still in the upside down.
How does one get into the upside down?
Watch Stranger Things. They explain it in your day with the 8-track tape player, Bob.
So the technology did him in somehow.
Mm-hmm. It validated his fears.
Right. And where did those fears come from?
Croker.
Even though Croker hadn't happened yet, but Thompson could intuit that.
What do you mean? That the thing that was that made Croker was when Thompson was there, Croker just noticed it. You know, like these motherfuckers invented something, Bob. They don't even know where they are. They only reported what was. For Pete's sake, come on, Openale. You're gonna have to get up. You're gonna have to get up before this. If you're gonna think you're gonna put that down our throat hole, No eye.
You said what was, but they couldn't see what is.
No difference. Thompson doesn't change, but the reason he's the way he was is because of Croker. Croker validates his incredulity. Croker validates Thompson's incredulity. Thompson can't believe how bad it is either.
Did I know how bad it was and could take it?
Well, hell yeah. The Holy Orifice has laid it out. Well, you act like you just... Bobby, ridiculous thought. You say I act like this is just fresh and new for you the very first time. You wrote this fucking shit. You just in your tiny note chart. comes down every age, every tier, every level of how you're undone at this level. If that doesn't get you, then Christian Murdy gets you. If that doesn't work you, then Gerd Stern will get you. Oh, if that doesn't get you, oh, and then it goes on and on and on of how you get got. So you get got, and then you call the text the tiny note, and you go, oh, it's all in the hex advertisement. Yep, that's the ticket, the hex advertisement.
Okay.
So you lay it all out. Now you're asking the question. That's rich.
All right. I take a pause here. Alex Kuskus, I posted Ion's rant on the Tech Body and the coronavirus, which is really good, and Ed kindly typed it out. And I'm posting it in some of the McLuhan expert intellectual zones. Mm-hmm. Any of them look at it and say, get something from it, get an insight, or is it just beyond their capacities to understand?
They have to note it, but they don't have to acknowledge it. They have to note it because it is, but they don't have to acknowledge it. Their acknowledgement has got a challenge because it's starting to take the very foundation, the fiber, the moral fortitude, the moral fiber, that's in question or in check.
You mean their idea of moral fiber gets questioned by what I posted?
Correct. And they can't obfuscate it. They can't obfuscate it because then somebody like Scott would come in and say, oh, but wait a minute, what about blah, 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 and they wouldn't know what to say. And he's like, oh, but wait a minute. See, either way, if they step into the arena at all, they've chopped their heads chopped off. If they step into the arena at all, their heads chopped off.
Right. So they don't know who
they
can, but they can.
Oh, they know exactly who the fuck you. They know exactly who the fuck you are. You nut. They know exactly.
Right.
They know precisely who you are. Are you kidding? You think Reverend Stang
doesn't
pray for you? Reverend Stang prays for you every night of the world that you die of your ass cancer.
But does their non-physical know who I am more than their physical cortex?
What's the difference? Is there a difference? Maybe if you can tell us the difference, we'll agree with you, but we don't know the difference.
Non-physical is not physical.
Correct.
But now non-physical has merged with physical, so it is physical, right? So that distinction doesn't apply.
Oh, see? Right. Okay. We're with you.
Okay.
We're with you.
All right. Got that.
The rub? See the rub? Now, look, here's the trouble. There's trouble now. Here's the trouble. The trouble now becomes you can't distinguish any longer. The point now, GCI and CGI, CGI is what's now. GCI is coming. It's not here just yet. You're not going to be able to tell the difference. Therefore, it will become the your Trump Leo.
Right. That's right. Because I'll be ascended or in a position that I'm not fucked up by that situation.
Yeah. It won't be long, Bob, until the penguins will go to visit the aquarium all by themselves.
And that's a jail for them? Is that what you mean? They'll go to the jail?
No. They go to the aquarium just to go visit the fishes. The penguins will go to the aquarium. Well, because no humans can't go.
Oh, and the penguins can't see fish in the ocean, so they go to the
They can, but they'll be delivered to the aquarium so that they can visit the fishes. They eat fishes, remember? They'll be able to
they
visit
what?
Them.
They are fishes.
They'll visit they eat fishes.
Yeah.
Penguins are birds. Birds eat fishes.
Well, humans will take them there?
Yes. Humans will take them there so they can visit the aquarium because no one else is going to be able to visit the aquarium.
so they'll want somebody. The humans will want something to walk through the aquarium.
No. The tech body is going to make the most inane, obscure, ridiculous memes to record so that everyone can be entertained by watching the penguins walk through the aquarium to look at the fishes. It's going to be delightful. It's like sending your puppy dog to Mount St. Helens to watch the sunrise. You'll see.
All right. So,
it's virtual, Bob. It's virtual. You'll see. It's virtual.
Right.
It's virtually impossible. It's when they put the Eye of Sauron on the top of the Umpir State Building. You'll see.
Right. Now, the...
you said right. You're going to let that go? You're going to let that go?
Yeah.
That's rich.
Yeah.
That's good, Bob.
Yeah. Well, how about this? Maybe this is what it leads to. So everybody's now Paleolithic and being forced to be in their little cage. Everybody's locked into their cage. There's a pterodactyl outside floating around. The one I predicted all over the planet that's scaring everybody into their cave. And that's where we start. And life will be never like the pre-cave world. And it'll be much like living in a cave from now on, with the tech body providing relief, temporary relief.
Okay.
We
like that.
Now, has any science fiction novels got as crazy as what's happening? Or is this within the normal?
Maybe. We don't know. They've not all been written yet, Bob.
Any that have been written that are continuous?
They've not all been. You said, have ever any been written? And we said, we don't know. They've not all been written yet, Bob.
So
we
can't
say that all are written because they've not all been written yet.
Okay, Brave New World, 1932, Aldous Huxley. He had people living in their isolated lives doing Soma and happy on Soma. The tech body is an upgrade of the Soma, so he got the pattern that people will be
Are you saying Soma? Are you saying Soma is a muscle relaxer?
No. It's a psychedelic
Soma.
Or something that went to...
No, Soma is a muscle it's a muscle relaxer, Bob.
Okay, well, however he meant it, he meant some palliative, something that made people accept their prison. Okay, and they felt happy.
Soma does that.
Yeah, so the tech body is going to relieve people's muscles.
Okay.
And plus other stuff. So, will many people return to jobs over the next 5 years?
No. Why? Mm-hmm. You told them don't work. You told them it was over. You said it was true.
Right. So you have Trump and them saying, well, we're going to have to go till the end of April. None of that, none of those schedules are going to be realized. It's just going to get worse and worse. And
they're
going to,
That's right. But don't say nothing, Bob. Don't say
nothing. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. You,
all right.
You just because you know, you don't have to cram it down their throat hole, Bob. It's not necessary. They're doomed, Bob.
But what else do we say to them? That's it. That's what we say. Okay.
Yeah, you can have some fun. You can tell them how fucked up they are. You can tell them how Christian Murray told them how fucked up they were. You can tell them how Bob Gar laughs at them every night while he's smoking dope in Mumbai.
Okay, here we go. Next question. I was just saying to Kel, it's amazing that we haven't been kidnapped over the last 7 or 8 years because someone could easily grab
us. Yeah, I've been four times, and we got you out every time. You don't
so
even know.
We,
you wake up dead. You go to bed. You wake up dead. We get you. How is it that Karen goes to bed, Karen gets up, then you go to bed, then you get up, then Karen goes to bed? Then how does that all work? It's a bit ridiculous after a little while. You know this?
What's ridiculous about it? It's like someone always has to be up.
You have to make the bed either way. That's what's crazy about it. Is either way, you have to make it going and coming. You have to make it to get in it, and you make it and you get out of it. It's crazy.
Yeah. We don't make the beds. Now, listen.
You do. You most certainly fucking do. You've never in your life gotten in a bed that wasn't made up. That is ridiculous. You can say whatever you – That's like saying, we don't wash our hands in this house.
Yeah,
good luck. Good fucking luck convincing them of that. Good luck. Yeah, yeah, yeah. People,
okay,
most people wash their hands before they go to the bathroom, Bob. You wash your, or after they go to the bathroom, Bob, you wash your hands before you go to the bathroom. There's a little different.
Right.
There's a little different.
Okay.
It's a little different that way.
Okay, listen to this. So, there always has to be someone at Dobbstown awake. That's why we sleep alternately.
We know.
Because we could be...
We're not arguing.
Okay.
We're not arguing. We're just saying we know.
Okay. We get kidnapped, and they can easily say, we're going to snuff Carolyn, and then Bob, take the ears off first, if you don't release the Coldplay stuff, JW. Now, JW, I can understand that's a tough decision, because there's the larger importance of Coldplay, but also he wouldn't want us killed. So I could see the pressure on
him. We'd handle it. He has to keep it in balance. He has no choice but to keep it in balance, and he frets over it because there's a lot at stake, but he does it. He does all right. He's doing it. He's doing
because
as good
so
as you
far,
can stand.
If for some reason, we're protected very well, and if people do anything.
What? That's a nice way to say it. You can't say it all costs, though, because there's been a great deal of cost involved. But that's all right. You're answering the obvious objection. That's all that's warranted. See what I mean? You know it. You know
what's the objection?
It is. That it's not cheap. That's happening on your stead.
All right, but there were people know the simple scenario. Human little man says, "Okay, kid knows those fuckers." JW is a human. He won't let them die. He'll give us the formula for the Coldplay. But they're not. They don't realize a non-physical ion can interfere and fuck them up, make them go crazy. And don't even remember why they have us, and they'll return us.
And
they take their gun.
They take their gun and shoot themselves, trying to kill you. That's normal. Typical.
So the four times that we've been kidnapped, it didn't end out good for the people who did it. They probably died. Did they go, holy shit, on the other side? They could see what had happened. They saw they got duped. Is that what they realize when they're dead?
Mm-hmm.
People who have the coronavirus and then it goes away, some report being reinfected. Is that going to happen to a lot of people or just a worse virus?
Especially when it morphs. Just like Carolyn will listen to this one day or not. We don't really, that's the fun of this now. We don't even care. It's good if she does, it's hard if she don't. Just like when you have chicken pox and you don't ever get chicken pox again, but then you get something called shingles. That's the other side. It's the same thing. Can't tell no difference. They're identical the same. One is chicken pox, one is shingles. Once they overcome the corona, then they'll get what's worse.
Right, and they'll be called a reinfection.
No, it'll be called something else. We're not going to name it.
So
that turns into bad. That's bad news. If we ever name it, Jesus fucking God, it gets ugly after that.
Right, so people will not be reinfected. They'll just go into a darker room.
No. It'll be chicken pox will turn into shingles after you have it.
Yeah, okay, so, they're not going to be reinfected. They're just going to progress along its
stages. It'll be a new thing. And then the new thing is going to become the whole process. And then you're going to be set up because now you're doomed because now you're in a position where you have no choice but to ascend. You either ascend or you die. And that's what's come to. Not yet. It's happening. Not happened yet. It's happening. Not going to happen. It's going to happen in a little bit. It's being forced. It doesn't have to happen now. It could have been later. They forced the position. They forced the position, Bob.
And what is this thing that's going to be forced?
The new problem. Disease.
All right. Okay. Did millions die in China from the coronavirus?
Yes. They certainly did, and now they've caught them, and now they're saying, oh, you can't trust China's numbers. Yep, you can't trust them. They're a little off a little bit by a couple of million. You can't trust them. Yep. They're on lockdown right now, Bob. They're on lockdown right now.
Right. Now, the force majeure, Ryan said this somewhere, is going to be a force majeure right in the middle of what Ed transcribed about how the tech body is the cause of the coronavirus. Right in the middle of that.
The slap in the face when y'all will not acknowledge Mussolini, and yet you'll embrace the force majeure. That's rich. That's rich.
And force majeure is FEMA cramps?
No, force majeure is when the government is overdone and all laws and rules of the Constitution or whatever governing body has been obfuscated and a new rule and reign is applied. Force majeure.
Right, and that would be Bob rule, politically.
Don't call it that because you don't want to be that. It is.
Right.
That's the last thing. You don't want to be that. Because now you become the Adolf Hitler, which you probably wouldn't care because you're like, yeah, fuck yeah, Hitler won. I like Hitler. He's my bud. Yeah, but you don't really want to be presented in the regular social scene, the broken, however broken. You don't want to be in the broken social scene as the representation of Adolf Hitler in this conversation. They don't seem to warm. The Jews don't seem to warm up to you very well that way, Bob.
Right. So the... actually, I'd become a lovable character?
We don't care. You want everybody to love you now, so why not?
So the force majeure, the way you used it in that sentence that Ed transcribed, is referring to locked out Bob Rule, but it won't be obvious.
We don't want it to be. It may be. You may fuck it up. You know, you do. You fuck up a lot of things. It's all good.
Who are we going to put in front of me?
Nobody.
Jared?
That's not the point. That's not the point. You don't want to be the front man on the billboard that everybody's shooting at.
Because yeah,
after a little while,
I know.
They'll get tired of shooting the billboard and start shooting at you.
Yeah, when do we... Oh, so even putting a front up won't work.
Not long. Bob, this is ugly.
So we
this
don't,
is nasty.
So we
Humans
we won't,
are pissed.
I know. The force majeure refers to allowing everything to happen.
Or you'd say lockdown, or you would say quietly lockdown Bob Rule.
You'd say the
government. You'd say Howard Dean was right. You'd say, oh, wait, this is Watergate. Oh, wait, this is that. Oh, yay, wait, we did overthrow the government. Oh, wait, this is the end of the beginning. Oh, wait, this is the Secret Council of Ten. Oh, wait, the Holy Orphanages do apply. If you were careful, but we don't say too much.
Did you say it's pitiful? What was that last bit?
We don't want to say too much.
Yeah, no, before that, you said it's pitiful, it sounds like, but you said something else.
Yeah.
But it'll be clear on the recording.
Good, okay. We like that.
So... Ed, I think.
Okay, you're like a good Canadian. You got 3.5 in. You want some more?
3.5 in?
Uh-huh.
What's that mean?
3 hot meals a day and half of the bed. 3.5 hours.
Is that what I've done? Okay.
That's what you've done so far.
Yeah, but not all of it's recorded. The first part's not recorded, so we're okay. Usually goes about 3 hours. It went 3 hours and 40 minutes last time. But
it does that.
Empire Furniture. Bert, I think
Empire Furniture. Empire, yes. First Empire or Second Empire, Bob?
Right. And so this came up, and Ed was bringing up, I think Bert evoked this. Was I being facetious and joking when they said, in answer to what are the empires, you name furniture? What's that got to do with the...
Those are the exact coordinates. Stop. Those are the exact coordinates of how the furniture was constructed. Second Empire has marble tops. First Empire has furry feet. You can't
when
get
did
past
these, which secular kingdoms were at the times of the two empires?
Oh, my God. You're in the 1800s, 1840 and 1860 and, those kind of levels.
Yeah.
But it's all
you're talking,
you through Lincoln.
You're talking
through
the
Lincoln.
Categories of antique dealers, okay?
No, we're not. No, we're not. We're talking about periods that apply to the condition you're in. That's what you're going through right now. Second empire is what you're fixing to step into. First empire set the oligarch. Now you're fixing to overcome the oligarch, and you're fixing to become the principality. Your holy orifices, they're not ours, Bob. What are you talking about?
Okay, so the
furniture
is an object that holds Bob's empire in place. Is that what you're saying?
Until you get to the Federalist. When you get to Federalist, that's when you get to Sheridan and Stickley and the straight pointy legs. Dresden. Dresden comes from a whole other line or lineage. That's what you're buffing into. And it's going to shift to that if you allow it. But we're going to have to see. But we think you're probably going to be stuck in the second umpire for quite a bit of time.
So the furniture...
If we were a wagering non-physical, we would stay in the second empire for a while.
So you're saying the furniture holds together, quote, reality?
The zeitgeist.
The zeitgeist holds it together stronger than atoms and memes. The furniture, objects hold it together.
Those still are. Those still are. You can go get one right now and say, well, there it is, motherfucker. Love it, take it, burn it, run it, have it. No. You can put your hands on it. You can't do that with the shit you spew. You can't touch it. What you going to do with Baudrillard? You can't prove that shit. That's ridiculous.
Okay, okay. Yeah, okay.
No. Wait, but Second Empire, you can take apart and put back.
I know, but I'll make Baudrillard tangible. You watch me.
Do it.
Watch me. Just
do
watch
it.
Me.
Do it. Do it. That'll be rich. No one will see that.
Okay.
He couldn't do it. I'm not sure how you are.
Who couldn't do it? Baudrillard? Yeah,
Baudrillard couldn't do it. We'll see what you can do with him.
Right. So Bill Gates seems to be advocating the global 2000, depopulate the planet. People are suspicious.
Yeah,
we are too.
We're saying depopulate the planet. We like that too.
You like it? Did you say depopulate?
Yeah, depopulate the planet.
Yeah, so you agree.
We're for that too.
You agree with Bill Gates' projections of what's going to happen?
No. We don't know what Bill Gates knows, but a lot of people are going to die. And if that's what he's saying, then he's right. So you know how that goes.
Yeah, and what is Bill Gates' motive? Is he trying to get power in some way?
Nah. He sees the writing on the wall. He sees how ridiculous it is. He sees that the coup de grace has occurred. He sees that all the oligarchs have merged into this conceptual, conspiratorial, conceivable, conscribable position that all the stars, moon, sun, and stars have lined up for such a day as this. Step back out of the way so nobody gets hurt.
For something that exists, what was the last words? Lined up for something that?
Step out of the way for something like this.
Well, did he perceive Lockdown Bob Rule? Does he know about us?
Of course. He doesn't like it. He doesn't know it, but he's witnessing it. So he's duly noting
it. He doesn't connect what he sees with what we're saying.
Well, he's ridiculous, Bob. When do you think he got the money in the first place? It's stupid.
Where did he get the money from? Me?
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah, when he started his companies, or once he had the companies going, he got the money?
Borrowed personas.
In the beginning. Yeah, in the 70s.
All the way
when
through.
He started.
Day after tomorrow. Borrowed personas.
Right. So I hear a question. Virus, is the virus from the tech body? We've discussed a lot of that tonight. The virus is inside and part of the tech body. It's hard to tell what's the virus and what's the tech body, correct?
Can't tell the difference.
Right. It's just that people wouldn't bring angels into it. Angels are in the mix there. Correct? The tech body is all wars between the sexes, between man and nature, between nature and machines, between angels and humans. All wars are in the tech body, correct? And solutions
maybe
are in the tech, and solutions
well,
are in the tech body.
Maybe.
Right. That's basically what Finnegan's Wake's vision was. Joyce tried to show that, I think. May not be what the tech body is, but it's the closest he could come to presenting it. Or his language did. He didn't do it. The language did it.
Yeah,
correct?
Mostly it was like Jeffrey Sprecher.
And he's somebody in the level that uses the angel as a cipher. Did he ever talk to James Joyce, interact with him physically?
Yeah, sure. Helped capitalize $22.9 trillion.
He helped capitalize it.
Yeah.
You mean the Wake was a front for money deals?
Of course, Bob. You ever read
that's
it?
Interesting.
You
did
ever
Joyce
read it?
Know that? Yes, I read
of
it.
Of course he did. They sell it. Well, then why would you ask such a crazy question? That's what the whole damn thing is about. It's about money and money checks and how the power applies into the money and when they're left where you have to go to the Wake. Leopold was trying to strive for that the whole way through. Come on now, Bob. It's ridiculous.
Strive to make the Wake or to live like the Wake reveals?
What's the difference?
Okay.
Is there a difference? What would be the difference? If there was a difference, what would be the difference?
So Leopold is in the mix there. So the Wake was made by more than James Joyce.
Yes. Oh, of course. That's a sidebar. As you what you say, I see. You motherfucker. You caused it. You didn't I see. You caused it. You did. You undid it. Who in the hell would celebrate Bloom's Day without you, for Pete's sake?
Who would do what with Bloom's Day? Notice it.
Who would celebrate Bloom's Day without you?
Without me. Gotcha. Okay, because we are going to be a success, and that's already happened in the no time zone, and so everybody knows that. That's what they're celebrating.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
I know that's beyond your ken.
Back at the ranch, Miss Ellie is taking all of South Fork, and she's pumping all the power into the tech body. And more and more.
I was
going to
ask you, who's
more
Miss Ellie?
And more. Ellie Southworth. She was the matriarch of Dallas, the TV show.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, so she's in there.
Yeah.
Is she working for
Ellie
us?
Ellie Southworth.
On our side?
She most certainly is, more than you ever know. She's the one that originally came up with the saying, trouble us no more to your own peril. She borrowed that from J.W.'s mother.
Wow. And this is the actress for Tumblr or the character?
That's Barbara Bell Gigs.
Yeah, so we're talking about the actress? We're talking about the actresses pouring stuff in.
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah.
Because she's a friend of your mother's, and your mother said we're cool, so she's working with your mother and us.
Yeah, she's dead now, but yeah.
Oh, she's around as part of the dead, the active dead.
She's probably working. The dead people are working harder for you than the live people, Bob.
But that's where our big audience is.
They're most of it, but we're going to show that. If they keep talking, we're fixing to start showing them some stuff because we're sick and damn tired of them shooting off their fucking mouth, talking about shit they don't know what they're talking about. We're fixing to start showing them something. We're going to open up that mouth, and we're going to put it down their throat hole. We're going to show them. You're going to see. That's why we're trying to be.
Here's something. Pelosi creates a new House committee that's subpoenaed for coronavirus oversight. She finally woke up.
Mm-hmm.
Took her
yep.
month.
She's accused. Well,
what is the corona oversight?
Gonna,
what's that mean, Carol? What's she complaining about?
No, I was muted doing all that.
No, we heard it. But what did you just say? She's subpoenaing the coronavirus?
She creates a new House committee with subpoena power for coronavirus oversight. She's going to mealy-mouth and nitpick every penny that's going out from Trump for the coronavirus.
She's going to bug Trump.
Jesus, we're on mute. That's what's wrong. We were on mute the whole time. That's what's wrong. She's going to use that. We've been screaming at the top of our lungs. She's going to use this Senate subcommittee to use it to impeach once again Donald J. Trump.
Wow.
It's impeachment number two.
Wow.
She read the cartoon, and Schiff was going back down to the bunker, giggling like a schoolgirl. Adam Shifty Schiff was going back down the steps to the bunker. He was greased up again. We're going to get him this time. Don't you worry. We got him. We almost got him last time. We're going to get him this time. We're going to get him.
But they're going against Trump. That means they're going to get the fucking more vicious virus coming up in 40 days and get
That's
wiped
right.
out.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
They're not going to get far
That's
with
right.
this, are
That's
they?
That's what happened. Remember Elijah Cummings? Remember? Well, that's
yeah.
what happened to him.
Yeah.
Wasn't? Remember? He got done in, too. Don't worry. You ain't seen.
We got a note from our retirement money manager, and
mm-hmm.
I thought since you were still on, I'd ask. I mean, he's asking me to decide about what I want to invest in. I haven't got a clue. But look what he's put out the
company.
First one, 5G. Yeah, I'll tell him something for sure to keep that.
No.
But he's not 5G?
No, hell no. That's not the 5G that he is. It's going to fail. It's going to crash and die. Yeah.
Okay.
Southern Company
and,
is fine.
Right. And the next, he wants me to diversify, though. But he won't let me put 100%.
Diversify to what?
100% in the Southern. What else?
Well, VMware has kind of run its course. It's kind of done what it's done. Edwards Life Sciences, if you're not already in that, it's a little late because they're kind of dancing around. They're still way better than $43 a share, but, they're not too
Another,
picky, which is where they
let
were.
Let me tell you. They're saying cloud, going
nope.
to cloud computing, but when the EMP comes,
no,
that'll be gone.
No. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And that's a pipe dream.
And then they've got 25 companies included in the portfolio. Caterpillar, A. O. Smith, Linde, PLC, General Dynamics, Chevron, Genuine Parts, T. Rowe. I can forward this to
none of
JW.
Them. None of them.
None of them.
None of those. None of them. Not
wow.
one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single one of those. They're all passe. They're trying to sell you something so they can make their ticket. Because what they have to do is they have to make their portfolio based on what's offered. The proffered position is what they're trying to make their portfolio be about. So those are the stocks they have the insight on that they do a drawdown on to get you into. Which means they get a premium to do. And you can do anything you want to do, any way you want to do it. So,
look, Southern is at 52 right now. So it's at the highest. But
no, that's low. That's actually low. Because it was almost 63 not but a minute ago. It's dropped with all the market dropping.
It looks like it's down a little bit from a day or so ago. Will I wait for a minute?
No. It's as cheap as it's going to get. You know, it bounces back and forth, and then it splits. And then you get it more shares, and then it goes up to 60, and then it splits. But it's just down now because of the whole volume of everything being off. So it was 63. Now, if you look at the 5-year, it's way down, actually, for this moment. So it's a good chance to pop it.
Okay.
So Southern is good. Southern is always stable and pays a great dividend.
Anything else?
There are some other things that they're becoming, Carolyn. Some of them aren't on the horizon yet. So we're going to have to bounce that. We'll have to let you know because we don't want to say because they're listening. The tech is listening and we don't want to feed them. I mean, we would say the new company called Valero will be wonderful, but you can't buy Valero today. Valero is going into the sea. into the Gulf of Mexico, the bottom of it.
Uh-huh.
But the new company that comes out of the Gulf of Mexico, Valero, will be fabulous at $22.70 a share. Ooh, it'll be wonderful. But it's not here yet, so you can't really buy that yet. That's an example. But don't worry about the money, darling. We'll get you there.
That's
it's
true.
Okay.
I don't. It's just they ask the question. Maybe I want to look like I know something, but that's
no,
all.
You do. You're doing great. How far down is Baba? B-A-B-A. 160? Is Baba 160 and a half? That's Alibaba. That's what we're talking about, is Alibaba.
Yeah. Let me pull up a new window. It looks like Valero is selling.
Yeah, but don't move Valero today. It's going to fall. The new Valero.
Uh-huh.
After that's post. That's post Mary McLuhan, Carolyn.
Okay. Alibaba shares. 188.90.
No. You need to be 160. If you can pick it up at 160, we'd say nail that.
Yeah.
But, okay. But see, it's a little high. But it may adjust a little. If it's at 160, you can hit that hard.
Mm-hmm. And so you're saying, is Valero going to change? Like Valero
Energy Corp? Yeah, it's
going to
go bankrupt. It's going to go bankrupt, and it's going to new companies going to come because they're going to have a catastrophe in the Gulf of Mexico.
Mm.
They're going to have a catastrophe, and after that catastrophe, they're going to reorganize, and the new stock will be $20-ish dollars a share. Then buy that; it'll be good. But it's going to drag over all the oil leases from Deb West. They'll bring over all those leases, and they're going to do great. But this present Valero, it's gone. It's over.
Uh-huh.
That's your free part.
Okay.
Don't play that, Bob. We don't care. The only person
is
Mark Stallman. The only person who's got any money is Mark Stallman, and he's broke, so it don't matter. Play what you want to play. It don't make any difference. It's all good. We told them something. They do what they want to.
So you're saying, like, up to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of companies trading on the stock market, there's nothing.
Doomed. Southern Company is stable. Southern Company is safe. We're talking about safe. We're talking about retirement stuff. You're going to live forever, Carolyn. We're not talking about your life insurance, darling. We're talking about eternity.
Yes.
Southern Company is safe. Everything else is fleeting today.
Mm-hmm.
You notice we don't even like Berkshire Hathaway. You notice nobody's even talking about Warren Buffett anymore. What happened to him? Did he wither away? Is he a post existentialist?
The dark soul finished his bathroom.
Dark soul laughs. Hey, Carolyn.
Yeah.
I think we should play this. This is good stuff. It shows Ion what he can talk about, and he does some criticism, and he makes fun of Mark Stallman.
Yeah, it's fine. It's the least we can do.
Right, now looking forward to Saturday when I get the email. I'm in, boss. I'm in.
Yay! I'm in. I'm deep. Take it all, baby. Take it all. We're deep in. We're going to go all the way in. It's a good, happy day.
Okay, thank you very much. Talk
soon. Always.
Thanks, Ion.
Thank you.